In July, we said Tennessee was year zero with receipts, roughly two wins of statistical gravity plus the league's biggest offseason spend, all riding on one question: whether Cam Ward's alarming rookie charting was the collapsing building around him or the quarterback inside it. We told you to watch one number all season: his efficiency in stable, repeatable situations. Camp can't produce that chart. What it has produced is the closest August substitute, a beat writer hand charting every throw, and the arrow points where the Dable bet needs it to. The numbers first, because nobody else in this market counts them. Jim Wyatt at the team's website has charted Ward at 98 of 156 with three interceptions across the first eight practices of camp, a shade under 63% from a quarterback whose rookie year completion profile graded near the bottom of the league. Sunday's session, the last before the team travels, was the loudest of the summer. Ward went 11 of 21 by Wyatt's count, 5 of 7 in the red zone strike zone periods during a stretch where the offense dominated, scrambled for a first down when the offense was backed up, and threw all three touchdowns of a move-the-ball period to the same rookie. Wyatt's charting has one asterisk worth stating plainly. It's one observer's hand count at practice tempo, not the play-by-play gate our season numbers pass through. It's also the only cumulative record of this camp that exists, and we'd rather cite a named counter than vibes. That rookie is the other headline. Carnell Tate, the fourth overall pick, caught all three of Sunday's scores. The team's own account had the Hibachi Tate celebration trending by afternoon. And Austin Stanley and Easton Freeze at A to Z Sports led their Sunday takeaways with him dominating the padded practice, including a sideline conversion Ward liked enough to narrate to Jeffrey Simmons and Jermaine Johnson afterward. Turin Davenport's ESPN camp file had already logged the play of camp days earlier. Ward hitting Tate on a post that traveled 50 yards in the air, with Tate pulling away from Alante Taylor to run it down. The volume context keeps it honest. Wyatt's catch counts through eight practices have Wandale Robinson leading the team at 26, then Elik Ayomanor at 21, Tyjae Spears at 19, and Tate at 16. The rookie is the splash play leader, not yet the target leader. Brian DeBoll fed a rookie 170 targets once before. The camp evidence says the chemistry is building toward the argument, not that the argument is won. The structural notes, briskly. Robert Saleh's fingerprints are visible in the practice design itself. Davenport detailed the man coverage only one-on-one format Saleh installed to force honest route running. And in the calendar, the Titans fly to San Francisco for joint practices Tuesday and Wednesday, then open the preseason Thursday in Santa Clara, the first of three joint practice opponents, Niners, Bears, Seahawks. Saleh has framed as Ward's exposure to different defensive looks. GM Mike Borgonzi's camp open injury report had safety Amani Hooker coming off the physically unable to perform list, while right tackle J.C. Latham remained on it with a strained pectoral, characterized as day-to-day, the one absence that matters on a rebuilt line protecting the franchise. The backup job is an open competition between Will Levis, 52 of 90, one pick per Wyatt's charting, and Mitchell Trubisky, with Hendon Hooker's 16 period throws all camp telling you where he stands. And the front office kept paying its young line. Peter Skoronski agreed to a multi-year extension Friday, per the team's announcement, the second foundational deal of the summer after Jeffrey Simmons's June extension. The one that matters is the compounding question. In July, we wrote that if Ward's stable situation efficiency climbed out of the 20s, everything else, the spend, the picks, the DeBoll bet, starts compounding. A 63% charted camp with red zone command and a fourth overall pick connection forming is not that chart. It is every leading indicator of that chart the preseason can offer, delivered by the one person counting. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. Year zero was always graded on trajectory rather than wins, and the trajectory evidence is uniformly the right direction. The quarterback completing passes at a rate his rookie file never approached, the premium pick producing immediately, the line and defense getting paid and reorganized on schedule. Nothing in camp has moved the 5-7 win range, and nothing was supposed to. The reboot's first checkpoint was whether the Week 12 version of Ward reported to camp. He did. What would change it? How Ward handles 2 days against San Francisco's defense in Tuesday and Wednesday's joint practices, his first live rush environment of the year, and the single most informative event on any AFC South calendar this week, plus Latham's day-to-day pec becoming an activation. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.